Joining us now in studio, we actually have several guests. We have from Northfield's Civil Air Patrol, Captain Randall Knox. Randy, thank you so much for coming in, Captain Knox.
You bet.
And you brought a couple of your cadets with you. They are Laura Rezac and Brady Rezac. Thank you both for coming in. We'll get to you guys in just a moment or so. Captain Knox, let's start off with you, though. It's a new school year this year. You don't really go by school years in Northfield Civil Air Patrol, though, do you?
That's correct. We go year-round. Okay. So we meet every Tuesday night, 52 weeks a year, unless happens to be a holiday falls on Tuesday or something like that. But
we talked with you, I don't know if it was earlier this year or last year, you were getting things going, and it's the Northfield's Civil Air Patrol for youth hasn't been going on all that long now, but seems to have some pretty good momentum.
Absolutely. The very first meeting was in January of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
We started off as a detached flight from the Red Wing Squadron.
Okay.
We became our own squadron on the 22nd of May this year. So we are, in fact, only about 6 months old as a squadron. And we're doing well. Let me give you an example. On the 1st of January this year, we had 9 cadets in the flight.
Mm-hmm.
We currently have 24 on the roster. So
wow.
We are growing. We are the fastest growing squadron in the state, quite likely the fastest growing squadron in the region, which is 7 states here in the North Central area.
And you're based out of Stanton?
Stanton, yep, historic mm-hmm. Stanton Airfield. Yep.
Now, is this a Northfield chapter specifically, or do you have some young people from neighboring communities as well?
We have cadets from Northfield, from Randolph, from the Cannon Falls area, from Kenyon, and we do have actually one with a Faribault mailing address. So we're not just a Northfield squadron. We're a squadron in Stanton, and we service youth and service the community surrounding that area.
Now, you are the Civil Air Patrol, so flying would obviously be part of this, but you really go beyond that. There are a lot of activities, and the students learn a lot of things beyond just flying.
Yes, they do. The Civil Air Patrol's charter is threefold. We're to provide mm-hmm. emergency services, aerospace education, and cadet programs, which mm-hmm. service the youth. Here at Stanton, and probably a representative of Minnesota as a whole, we tend to focus more on probably the youth programs. Civil Air Patrol provides a large number of activities for youth, and one of them is the Color Guard, which we're going to be talking about here in a few minutes. But we have a lot of aerospace education activities that cover not only aviation, but robotics and rocketry. You can see some rocketry badges on these two young people. They have built and launched rockets. Just quite a number of things.
All right. Why don't we move the microphone over to Brady? We'll talk to Laura and Brady. Laura Rezac and Brady Rezac, let's first of all state that you are related, but you're not brother and sister. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All
we
right.
We are cousins.
All right, cousins. And Laura, let's start off with you. You were in earlier this spring, weren't you?
I was, yes.
All right. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to think of the term, the leader of the cadets? Is that, what is your rank?
My rank right now is chief. Back then I was probably a staff sergeant, I think.
And I should let our audience know that they're in here in full uniform for the Civil Air Patrol, and you have recently won you finished in second place in some very good competition. Tell us about the Color Guard competition.
So the Color Guard competition consists of 6 events. There is an indoor posting of the colors, an outdoor posting of the colors, a physical training test, which you do prior to the competition. There is a team leadership problem, and there are 2 different inspections.
All right.
And a written test.
And a written test. Boy, that sounds like quite a bit. Where did this happen at? Where was the event at?
This was at the St. Cloud Airport.
Okay. Now, are you the leader of this of the Color Guard as well? Do you have a leadership role within this?
Yes, I am the Color Guard Commander.
All right. And Brady, you have a specific role as well, don't you? Tell us about that.
During the competition, sir, I was the Civil Air Patrol flag bearer, so I was right next to Chief Laura Rizak over here,
mm-hmm.
and she was the one giving the commands, and we were just...
You were following through.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's important. That's what you're graded on. Is that your first time in competition, obviously? This is Northfield's first time, wasn't it? I understand that the competition was pretty stiff. You had some pretty good Civil Air Patrol color guards there.
Yes, sir. We were up against four of the biggest squadrons in the state,
mm-hmm.
North Hennepin, Anoka, Owatonna, and we were, in fact, the smallest and newest squadron there, so... We were just trying to give it our all, see what we could do.
Yeah, hold your own, and you did more than that. Second place finish, you guys did very, very well. Did that surprise you? Did you feel going in that, hey, we've got a pretty good team? I imagine there's probably an unknown factor involved there, too.
Well, we kind of just thought that, hey, we'll give it a shot, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did better than we thought we would. Because we were up against such high competition,
mm-hmm.
but this made us realize that next year we could do even better and maybe win the competition.
How long have you been practicing for this?
We started practicing only a few weeks prior to the competition because we didn't really know what the competition would consist of. But we've had a color guard for quite a few months now in Stanton,
mm-hmm.
so. We've had quite a bit of practice.
How long have you been involved with the Civil Air Patrol?
I've been a member for about a year and a half.
Okay, now how old are you?
I'm 13.
Okay, what grade would that make you then?
I'm
in school.
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade, okay. What about the rank in Civil Air Patrol?
I'm a Chief Master Sergeant.
All right. Boy, that sounds like a pretty good rank after just a year and a half. Have you worked your way up?
Yes, I have.
You have a lot of... what are those called? They're on your chest there.
Ribbons.
They're ribbons. You've got quite a few ribbons. You guys, are they the same ones? Have you all gone through the same thing?
We have one of our ribbons is the encampment ribbon, which mm-hmm. you get. There's a week long event up at Camp Ripley called encampment. And then all these other ribbons are from the promotions that we have gotten.
All right. Now that you're done with the color guard, or at least the competition for a year, is that something that you work on all year, or are you going to pick that back up maybe next summer, next fall, when it comes a little closer?
I think we're going to try to practice year-round just to get ourselves ready for next year so we can hopefully finish higher than we did this year.
All right. What are some of the things you'll be working on over the course of the winter? You guys go every Tuesday, so it's a Tuesday. What will you be working on today?
Well, tonight's meeting would be aerospace education.
Mm-hmm.
So every meeting, we switch the topic. So we go through a rotation of leadership, aerospace, physical training, and emergency services.
Mm-hmm.
So that we do each one of those topics once a month. And we normally have a class on that. One of the cadets sometimes teaches a class on whichever topic is for tonight.
Do you have a favorite?
I like emergency services.
Okay, now what does that entail?
Well, Civil Air Patrol has a emergency services program, and if a plane goes down, we can send out a ground team and mm-hmm. go and locate that plane and try to get help to the people that we're piloting the plane.
All right. And, Laura, you're shaking your head. Is that your favorite part as well?
My favorite is probably our character development that we do. I think it's a really good opportunity for the cadets to just build their character, like it says in the name, and work on their leadership skills.
All right. Well, it seems like you're doing a very good job because you're both very well-spoken and doing a great job with the interview here. Why don't we pass things over to Captain Knox and talk about what, as far as the future of competition, this is a big thing. I know you've had some other competitions throughout the year, but what's like the next thing coming up?
Well, let me just say we will be preparing for the competition for next year. Mm-hmm. In addition, the Color Guard team will be active in other areas. For example, last Friday night, we presented the colors for the national anthem at the Northfield High School football game.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing that for some of the Randolph football games and perhaps some other sporting events. So that's a very good opportunity for the cadets to get out in public, publicly represent the flag and the squadron. And from Chief Laura Rizak's comment, it does add to the character development of our cadets: respect for the flag, respect for the for what it represents as a nation and a community.
And I think a big part of that, the character development as well, is how this interview today came to be. The Civil Air Patrol and some of the young people were out helping some of the victims of the storm this past weekend, and Terry ran into them as she was helping out as well and arranged this. So that, yeah, that's a big thing. Just learning the community, you know, the oneness of community and people helping people. That's a good lesson to learn.
Indeed it is. We had 10 members out on Sunday helping. But in addition to that, immediately after the aftermath of the storm, there were a number of other cadets that kind of self-organized themselves and provided assistance to other members of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a lot of character in doing that. In fact, several of them made a decision. They were part of our Color Guard team. We have about 10 Color Guard members at Stanton, and they made a decision that they placed their priorities in helping the community on Saturday, and elected to not go up to the competition. And I respected the integrity and the personal responsibility that they showed in doing that. So we do have some very, very high-quality young people in this program.
All right. And as far as signing up, you mentioned you go year-round. Do you get cadets signing up year-round as well?
Indeed we do. We had one young woman attend our meeting last week. I do anticipate she'll probably be there this week, and potentially a couple more. Any youth between the ages of 12 and 17 that might be interested can come out any Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Just drop in. You don't need any advance notice. I usually try to keep my eye open for anybody that's new and get them integrated into our group. And yes, we'd be more than welcome to see any new youth.
All right.
Oh, and by the way,
yes,
senior members also.
Yes.
No age requirement, as you can tell from my. I know your listeners can't see my white hair, but.
I will say that Captain Knox is the oldest of the three that we have in the room here, so the most experienced, we'll say.
Yeah, the oldest by probably a factor of, what, 4 or 5?
Probably. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you for your service to the community. Congratulations on an award that was well-earned, and we appreciate talking to you.
Thank you.
It's back to school now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll let you get going. Thanks for coming in. That is Laura Rizak and Brady Rizak, two cadets with the Northfield's chapter of the Civil Air Patrol, along with Captain Randall Knox.